Weightlessness is such a joy. Floating around effortlessly like a superpower for almost half a year. But it was also really joyful to know that I was coming back home. People think about space flight. They think about launch. And maybe they think about weightlessness and floating up in space. But most people don't think about coming back down to Earth. My name's Chris Hadfield. I've flown in space 3 times. Third space flight, I was the pilot of a Russian spaceship, a Soyuz. After 6 months in space, I climbed into my pressure suit and climbed into the Soyuz and strapped back into my chair and got ready to undock from the space station. It's a really melancholy moment. I knew it was my last space flight. I was thinking how to fly this ship home, but I was also thinking about the amazing adventure that I'd just been on. Did all of our checks, and we drove the hooks that released us from the space station. Then we could fire the big engine to get our vehicle turned around the right way so it would slow down our orbit so we could fall away from the space station. Then as the engine fired and slowed down our orbit, that was fine. And then, now you're going slow enough that you don't even have enough fuel that you can get back into orbit again. You're committed. And the vehicle is in 3 pieces. And when the air starts to get thicker around the vehicle, just way at the top of the atmosphere, an explosion happens. And it breaks those 3 pieces into individual parts. So the engine piece flies off, and the living quarters, it flies off. And they tumble away and they burn up in the atmosphere. But our vehicle, in the middle of that explosion, turns itself so that as we start to enter the thickest atmosphere, it can take the heat and it burns around you. It's so bizarre to look out the window and see flame licking around your ship. And suddenly I heard a bang. I was thinking, oh, so this is how I'm gonna die. But then there was another bang, and more sparks went by the window. But as the air slows you down, it gets heavier and heavier. You get crushed down into your seat. And then, bang! Suddenly, after weightlessness and then all of that force and banging and all of those explosions, out pops the great big parachute. And you equalize with the air of the world. The vehicle opens a hole, basically. And for the first time in 5 or 6 months, I could smell the world. Could smell life, could smell grass and earth. It was lovely. It was so reminiscent. I felt proud, but mostly I just felt joyful. And I was back home.